This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America on this weekend. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our border patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery today. Thanks for all you do. Let's not forget our Uber, our Lyft, our taxi, our bus drivers, our charter bus drivers out there, too, hauling the people out there across the highways and byways. You do keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the stuff we have over there for you. All right, we start hour number two in the weekend with the national anthem.
The Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And thank you very much, Kathy. Kathy does all my liners for me. Those are recorded. She's not sitting here in the studio with me. Now, CNN is just one of the news agencies that has come out and challenged the findings of the New York City coroner. And in case you haven't heard, they have ruled Jeffrey Epstein's death a suicide by hanging. In other words, that he committed suicide by hanging himself. But this is what an interesting group of reporters had to say at a little gaggle that they had, because that's all they were doing was gaggling on CNN and speculating about what could be. Now, they're not the only ones that are doing this, and I'll get to that in a minute.
And Epstein sustained multiple breaks in his neck bones. That's according to the Washington Post, who added among the bones broken was the hyoid bone, that is the bone near the Adam's apple in men. And this sort of break can happen if a person hangs themselves. Now, the Post says they're learning this from sources familiar with the autopsy. Remember, the results of the autopsy have not been released. The New York Medical Examiner says it's pending, but these new details certainly raise more questions about how he died. Of course, that autopsy is going to give us important information because it will give the cause and the manner of death, which will help investigators moving forward who still have a lot of questions to answer, particularly about the timeline. What happened before the financier's death? We know that the two guards who were supposed to be monitoring him were on overtime shifts. One guard was filling in as a corrections officer, and the New York Times reports that Epstein wasn't checked on for 3 hours when guards are supposed to do checks every 30 minutes. Two staff members are now on leave, though it's not clear if it is those two guards. And the warden of the MCC where Epstein was housed on sex trafficking charges has been reassigned. Teams from the Bureau of Prisons, Department of Justice, FBI, all investigating to try to get these answers.
Now, that report was issued before the official report came out with the autopsy, which was that Epstein had hung himself and that the death was by hanging. There's still speculation, still people that aren't buying what they're being told and sold. And it's not going to change. It's going to remain that way. But why didn't they impound the body and, let's say, send it to a secure facility, maybe Quantico, the FBI headquarters, and do a autopsy down there separate of whatever New York City did? Why are they not doing that? I mean, this is a very high-profile case. There are all kinds of questions. The guards are just a part of it. The other part is the fact that they actually could not see the cell and where all this was going on. They had to physically walk around and look in the doors to do that, and they hadn't done that for 3 hours because they apparently had fallen asleep, the two guards. Very convenient for such a high-profile target that had already tried to commit suicide at least once. He'd already tried that. That's the report we got, right? So why wouldn't you be on your toes and paying close attention to somebody like this? Such a high-profile person. It just makes no sense. None of this makes any sense. Now, what is going to make sense is that when I come back, if you want to opine, you can reach me at 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. And tell us what's on your mind. I am going to talk about the economy. I'm going to talk about the interest rates and what the Fed can do to try to beef things up, if indeed that's what we need to do. By the way, the GDP is not as bad as some are leading you to believe. Yeah, it's down, but it's not down as low as what they said it was going to be. All right, we're coming back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor up there in Seattle. And that would be the father-son team of Pete and C. Talbot, who happen to run Relief Factor. They've got the big facility up there. And they're tuning into us right now via AM 920 and AM 1400, Megatalk Radio, KITZ up there in Seattle, Tacoma, and Bremerton, the Navy base, and hello, Navy. Now, let me suggest that you try something here that's worked for me, especially if you're suffering with severe and nagging pain. Now, I've got arthritis. There's no denying that. And I've got a lot of problems, a lot of pains. I've had to take items like Mobic and Flexerol for a number of years. But I finally got off them. I finally broke the habit because of Relief Factor. Now, many of you, including myself, have found relief with Relief Factor in just a couple of weeks of use. But they have a 3-week quick start for $19.95. You order that and you try it for 3 weeks and see what it does. You will know at the end of 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work for you and make you feel better or not. You will know. Now, if it doesn't, then you're only out $20 plus the shipping and handling. It's not too bad. But I'm betting that in most cases, because this is what I've been hearing from the people that have signed up for it since I started talking about Relief Factor, I'm betting you're going to do all right. So, the website to go to is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go there, sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start program that they've got. Take it the way it says to take it. Don't shortcut it at all. Take it the way it says to take it in exactly the prescribed manner. And it's all natural, so it's not anything that's going to not be good for you. Everything that's in there is good for you. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. And let me know how you're doing when you get it. Let me know how you're doing. I've had a number of emails from folks telling me and thanking me for what I've said. So there you go. Now, we had former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, remember him, was on CNN talking about the economy and talking about where we're at with things that are going on. Because we're getting a lot of different reports about the economy. Some are good, some are bad, some are in the middle. But what you need to understand about the economy is that people can talk us or try to talk us into a recession by scaring everybody. Okay, but you got to take a long look at the actual facts, and if you're an investor, that's what you do. You take a long look at the actual facts. And here was a conversation between John Berman and Larry Summers on CNN.
You see a greater danger of a recession now than you've seen in over 10 years. Why?
Markets are signaling that. Just look at the way long-term yields are less than short-term yields. Look at the decline in the stock market. Look at what's happening to the manufacturing sector of our economy. Look at what's happening abroad. Look at what's happening to business intentions. These are the kinds of things that tend to precede recessions. I don't know whether it's just above or just below 50-50 that a recession will start in the next year. But that's the range we're in, and it's hard for people to have confidence in the resilience of the economy. Hard because interest rates are so low that there's not much room for the Fed to cut them further. Hard because we've already fired the fiscal cannon on a misguided tax cut targeted to the highest income people who least need the money. And hard, frankly, because of doubts about the competence of the economic team in place, and almost total reason to doubt any international cooperative response. That was the center of the response to the 2009 crisis, international cooperation. The United States led that. Today, we've got a United States who's at economic war with most of the rest of the world, feuding with Europe, feuding with North America, and certainly feuding with China.
Now, that was a Democrat talking to a Democrat about the economy. Here is Janet Yellen, former former administration official, and she was on the Fox Business Network talking about the same subject. But listen to the difference.
Are we going into a recession?
So I think the answer is most likely no. I think that the U.S. economy has enough strength to avoid that.
Now, did you hear that? Did you hear that? We have one side saying one thing and trying to sell it. We have the other side saying one thing and not necessarily selling it, but just stating the facts that are there. And by the way, the Atlanta Fed yesterday said the GDP, they raised their outright, their outlook from 2% to 2.2% for the quarter upcoming. So there you go. But again, all you have to do is go to Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals and just scroll down and you'll find exactly what's going on. Now, rule number 10 says this. The major premise for tactics is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure on the opposition. Is that not what we're hearing when we talk about the economy? I think so. I most certainly think so. And it's to the point to where it's become ridiculous even. Ridiculous. Now, let's go to somebody who I have a lot of respect for, and that would be Joe Lieberman, former U.S. Senator from Connecticut. And he chimed in yesterday when asked about the Omar and Tlaib excursion into Israel. Again, this is the voice of reason in this whole situation over there.
Joining us now is former Democratic Senator Joseph Lieberman. Senator, thank you very much for being
with us. Good to be with you, John.
So Congresswoman Tlaib will be allowed to go on humanitarian grounds, but Israel barred her and Congresswoman Omar initially. You think that was a mistake. Why?
Yeah, I think it was a serious mistake because it's contrary to the values of the State of Israel, the values of the United States of America, which have been the underlying foundation of our relationship. We believe in free speech. If I disagree with you, as I disagree with a lot that these two congresswomen have said, I'm not going to put you out of the country. I'm not going to allow to urge a foreign country not to accept you. I'm going to have a good argument with you. I'm going to have a debate with you. Incidentally, anybody who's been to Israel, particularly to their parliament, the Knesset, knows there's intense debate there, constant insults back and forth. So this gives exactly the wrong impression of Israel for the wrong reason. And it shows that sometimes not only your allies and friends can ask you to do things that you just should say no to.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And again, the voice of reason in the room. The voice of reason. Because if you talk to Tlaib, she wasn't going to go under the restrictions she was under, even though she had a chance to go visit her grandmother. But that was going to be the extent of her visit. That's the only place that she could go, was right there in that local immediate area. And that wouldn't have sufficed the reasons that she was going for to begin with, under the sponsorship, if you will. By the way, this was all paid for by U.S. tax dollars. They pay for all the trips abroad when they go anywhere, especially if it's sanctioned by the Democratic Party or whatnot. We, the taxpayer, pay for all that stuff. Now, also, we have the South Dakota governor now chiming in on the economy and where we're going here. Let's just listen briefly to what he had to say.
Got President Trump last night in New Hampshire promising the nation's farmers that America will win on trade, which especially hits home for our next guest, where farming is gigantic in her state. Here's the reaction, the governor of the great state of South Dakota, Kristi Noem. Good morning to you, Governor.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me to be on today.
It's a real pleasure. You know, we've heard so much about, you know, a lot of commentators are on television. They're talking about, you know, this trade war thing with China. It's really impacting America's farmers because of how they're really putting the screws to the farmers. You're in a farming state. How large has the tariff talk impacted South Dakota folks?
Well, it's been significant. Agriculture is our number one industry, and we are coming out of 4 or 5 years of very historically low commodity prices. Plus, this year in South Dakota, we've had our largest natural disaster in our state's history. We have been flooding since March, and it's been very damaging to our state. So that piled on with some of the trade discussions that are going on have been very difficult for our farmers. But
all right, Governor of South Dakota. We'll be back with more. Our first military and veterans news report on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming up in about 25 minutes, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Travelers flying into the United States ran into long lines at major airports nationwide because of a temporary computer outage that affected the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. And some travelers were tweeting photos and videos of the huge line.
I mean, this is like the craziest 3 hours I've ever waited. And I'm an American, bro, yeah.
A CBP spokeswoman said the systems are running again on the East Coast and they're getting travelers back into the air. The spokeswoman said there was no indication of any nefarious activity. Airports in L.A., Dallas-Fort Worth, New York, and elsewhere notified the travelers of those potential delays at the beginning of one of the last weekends of the summer vacation season. Stocks rebounded a bit today. The S&P 500 rose 1.4%, the Dow climbed 1.2%, and NASDAQ picked up 1.7%. Each index still finished with a third straight weekly decline. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our military and veterans news. For the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, this is volume number one, edition number one of the Military and Veterans News, brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you. And here's more about what they do right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. I know a lot of you are in a dead-end job right now. You're spinning your wheels. You're going nowhere. You don't have any chance for the future, a pay raise or promotion or additional benefits of any kind. Well, I got an answer for you that'll jumpstart your career and your paycheck. Now, there's no need to go running away from your current job unless that's what you want to do and find another one to supplement your income while you're going to school. But I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy, and they have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston, and the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard of Tampa Bay, Florida, because in 14 short months, you will be well on your way to a high-paying in-demand job that has an unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, let me explain about the unlimited earning potential. You will start out at $50,000 to $60,000 a year, unless you go overseas. Now, if you're lucky enough to get a job and you apply for a job with a government contractor and you wind up going overseas, you could very easily bring down a six-figure income check right off the bat. Same if you go to work for a foreign country. Same if you go to work for a foreign airline. Just all depends the luck of the draw. But the very least that you'll do is $50,000 to $60,000 a year right here somewhere in the U.S. of A. So check them out online at naa.edu. Their website again, naa.edu. I'll give them a call and tell them you want to take the tour. Now, their phone number is 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And tell them you want to take a tour. They'll take you around, show you the whole facility. And I'm sure once you see that, you'll go bonkers. A lot of people say, well, what do I need, Captain? I don't have any tools. What do I need? You don't need tools. They come with a course. How about that? They come with a course. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide slap open for you. Now, Gibraltar yesterday defied the United States and released the Iranian tanker Grace One. That was a seized tanker at the center of a standoff between the UK and Iran. It's now been set free and it's ready to sail, despite the 11th hour efforts by the United States to halt the move and release it. The United States was trying to get control of the vessel and the cargo in it to put more pressure on Iran, probably, to bring them to the negotiating table. But that didn't happen. So the ship will be underway shortly, headed to where it was going to begin with, and that was Syria with a load of contraband oil, which is apparently what it's got on it, but they're going to let it go anyway. Now, South Korea complained yesterday about North Korea, who fired a couple of more missiles into the sea. South Korea's military, who talks about the recent streak of weapons tests believed to be aimed at pressuring Washington and Seoul over their slow nuclear diplomacy. Well, here's the deal, okay? Kim Jong-un has come out and said he does not want to talk to South Korea, period, end of story. He'll just talk to the United States. Okay, fine, but at some point he's going to have to talk to the South Koreans. It's just the way things go when you're talking treaties. Now, also, the next few months could decide whether or not the Defense Department gets another base closing round in the next decade. This is according to a new analysis from a conservative think tank. Warming military officials do not want to discuss the potential looming right now with the impact on budgets and readiness, especially in local areas around the country where they would be thinking about doing something different with a base. Now, the Department of Defense, in the meantime, has processed nearly $1 billion, with a B, dollars in erroneous travel payments from 2016 to 2018. The Department of Defense processed these improper travel payments that were made to service members and civilian employees over a three-year span. This coming from the Government Accountability Office. Wonderful. Wonderful. By the way, shared Afghan interests are creating an opening for the U.S.-Iran-backed channel. You probably heard about that. Western intermediaries are trying to persuade arch foes Iran and the United States to cooperate in bolstering security in Afghanistan as U.S. President Donald Trump seeks to extract America from its largest war, according to sources familiar with the efforts. Now, is that going to happen? extracting us from the world's longest war? Probably not. The military says that we just can't go bailing out of there like Barack Obama did in Iraq, and I totally agree with him. We can't do that. We have to leave a residual force behind because there will be a vacuum, and we will be back. By the way, Iraq has taken security measures following the mysterious blasts in some of their cities. Iraqis on Thursday banned unauthorized flights and ordered all military camps and munition warehouses to be moved outside Iraqi cities following a massive explosion at a munitions depot southwest of Baghdad that killed one civilian and wounded 13 other people earlier this month. Also, the U.S.-Taiwan defense spending is going to rise with a new credible Chinese threat. Now, America's top representation in Taiwan said that Washington expects the island to grow, increasing its defense spending as security with Chinese, the threat to the U.S. every day, to that island, grows every day. We'll see how that plays out. Should be pretty good from where I'm sitting. Also, the expansive list of federal hiring authorities has seen mixed responses from agency human resource officers, with some saying that options help them to fill critical positions, while others say that the increasing number and complexity of hiring authorities does more damage than good. And anytime you get the government and mix up in something, you're talking too many fingers into the pie, in my opinion. By the way, the DOD and the State Department must improve oversight of human rights training for foreign militaries, according to the Government Accountability Office. They have yet to evaluate whether the millions spent on training programs for foreign militaries and police to protect human rights are having any effect at all on the country and the world in the scheme of things. And that would be an interesting project there, now, wouldn't it? By the way, there's going to be a new stamp, a new postage stamp. Air Force Major Matt Kowalski and San Antonio Postmaster Roger Carr unveiled the new U.S. Postal Service's Forever Stamp, which honors the contributions of military working dogs. That is really something, and I'll definitely buy some of those because it's very important. You ask anybody that's been anywhere and worked around the dogs that they have that keep you safe, because they pick up on things long before the civilians do, long before. They've saved a number of lives over the years. I can personally attest to that. Okie doke. Coming right back with another look at our highways and byways, and then the one, the only, Denise Simon will be with us. So don't go anywhere. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Song I wrote, little boogie tune called Raise Radio. Little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a pair right feet, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis. It was late one night when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All righty, that's Ray Carlisle. That goes back to 1979. Ain't nothing wrong with my radio. And some other people have done that song since, but that's the original version of it right there. Rooster Cruisin' with Ray Carlisle. So there you go, here in the Captain's America Third Watch, entertaining our nation's truckers on the highways and byways. And here we go with our report. Now, this report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. Make sure you stop by, check them out, tell them the captain sent you, to get yourself a nice cup of coffee. Now, an approaching cold front is going to interact with lingering moisture into the plains over the weekend. It'll produce the potential for severe storms with damaging winds and localized heavy rain. That's going on right now across much of Kansas and Missouri along I-70. We'll get to all that in just a second. Now, a tropical wave will interact with a stationary front in the southeast to produce heavy rain and widespread potential for flooding all the way from Florida to the central southeast. Now, the heat will continue across much of the south and out in the desert southwest. So let's take a look now. We'll start right now with what's going on down here in my home state of Florida. I-75, you've got rain north all the way from Fort Myers to Big Bend, Lake City in the northern part of Florida. There are flash flood watches closer to the coast. There are flash flood warnings inland along I-4 over into Polk County. So if you're going from Tampa to Orlando, you might have some situations. If you're off the interstate over on the two-lane or four-lane roads, be careful, because at night, turn around, don't drown. You can't really see how deep that water is. And when you see it across the road, don't do it. Turn around, don't drown. Now, other than that, I-95 going up the East Coast all the way to Maine, not looking too bad tonight. I-75 going north. When you get out of Florida, you'll have some dilgy, dry, drippy, bad air around Atlanta tonight, so be advised of that. In the central part near the Piedmont section of North Carolina, it looks like Winston-Salem, south to the South Carolina line, you've got some bad weather there, too, foul weather air report. And another one in central Alabama around Birmingham, limited to that area predominantly. Now, let's go across, let's take I-20 and go across into Texas. You've got a poor air quality alert around the Metroplex of Dallas. It's been that way for a while. You've got a high heat warning out there from Midland South down to west of San Antonio, down along I-20 down that-a-way. And I-10 also, right there, I-10 north between 10 and 20, central Texas, an area of very high heat indexes today. Up on I-40, you've got a problem in the Oklahoma City area north up into just over the Kansas City, over the Kansas line, where you've got some severe thunderstorms in the area. If you are in Kansas tonight and you're coming across 70 from Denver, by the time you clear Goodland, you'll see a bunch of lightning off to your east. That is a major line of thunderstorms that's got hail in it, may have the potential for creating a tornado. Certainly there are severe thunderstorm warnings and watches across the area all the way into Springfield, Missouri right now and moving to the east with rain. Some of the storms will be severe. There will be flash flooding. There will be some flood watches as well. Be advised and be careful along I-70 going from the Colorado-Texas line or the Colorado-Kansas line all the way into Missouri. Now, in New Mexico, we've got a lot of unstable weather tonight in New Mexico. We also have a high heat advisory down around the White Sands Missile Range. out in Arizona, if you're along I-8 or I-10, you have a high heat index warning for temperatures between 115 and 120 degrees. That'll be the feel-like temperature. Actual temperature will be approaching 110 around Phoenix over to Yuma. And it will be hot in the eastern desert, the high deserts of California today, too. Red flag warnings in Colorado, west of Denver, in the mountains, and east of Salt Lake, in the mountains. And the western part, west of Laramie, along I-80, red flag warnings there in Wyoming. And in Idaho, you'll have some red flag warnings as well. All right, to the telephone line we go. We have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good, happy morning.
Good morning.
It's one of those days, and we'll start with the autopsy report coming out of New York City, because that's the big news, has been all night. Apparently, the probe has hit some sort of a stone wall on what it is that transpired with Jeffrey Epstein. But some of the staff at the New York City jail that held Epstein reportedly are not cooperating with the federal investigation.
Yes. they're absolutely not cooperating.
Which lends... Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
But there's another interesting thing that's happened here, because there are now questions about what happened to Epstein prior, in the week prior to his hanging himself.
Yeah.
Or allegedly hanging himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It certainly is suspectful for anybody that's paying attention. Yep.
Yeah, there was something else going on there, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had two prisoners get transferred out of there. One of them was a cellmate.
Yeah. Pretty fascinating, huh?
This is not going to go away anytime soon. And now with some people in the jail not cooperating, that lends more threat to the theories that are out there that are popping up.
Well, the other fascinating thing here is his own lawyer is not accepting the autopsy.
You're talking about Epstein's lawyer?
Epstein's lawyer.
Yeah, that was the one that
which is really quite curious, because if, in fact, he accepts it, then the estate, by law, can sue the government for malfeasance and malpractice and whatever, because they were, you know, not taking care of them the way they were, you know, supposed to, or watching them or whatever. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the whole thing is very, very peculiar. It's getting weirder by the second.
And we have these lawsuits coming out of the woodwork from some of these girls that want a piece of the pie.
Well, I don't mind that. I mean, that's okay. I mean, we expect that to happen. we're going to be living with this one for a while, I think.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more right after the top of the hour news. With Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Got a lot more stuff to be talking about here tonight. And don't go anywhere. It's about to get real exciting here. Kathy, give us the info.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.